This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, out of my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America and down in the Caribbean, too. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, the construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there. All right, joining us right now, we have from the Edwards Notebook, we got Mr. Ron Edwards himself, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, what is going on that a Fox News poll comes out and 51% of the people polled not only want the president impeached, they want him removed from office?
Well, I think two things are going on here. Either the poll is exaggerated, or because of the constant drip, 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 drip of information, and, you know, we've said many times, they tell a lie often enough, and people start to believe it. It's one of those two scenarios. I don't personally believe it based on just in my own circles how many people still like this president and still want him to succeed. But it's possible, but I don't believe it.
Well, there are polls, Republican Party polls that have been done, and it's anywhere from 80% to 95% approval of the president, and that's just exactly what it is. And Flip is chiming in going, Ron Edwards. Yeah.
Good morning, Flip.
Yeah, he's on the ball this morning. But I also think there's something else at stake here, because there's a lot of people that are really upset about us pulling out and backing out on the Kurds. And they realize what's at stake here. But what they don't realize is that we took the people with us to get them out of harm's way, that were fighting with us. We took them out of the way and their families, too. And nobody seems to know that, because it's not being reported. They're making it sound like, well, all the Kurds have been left behind to fend for themselves. Only the ones that we didn't want to get out of there are the ones that are there. And, oh, by the way, there was a bombing yesterday by the, I think it was the Turkish Air Force, that bombed the prison to knock down some of the walls so the prisoners could get out of there, because they wanted the prisoners to be released, and that was, I guess, their way of doing it. But guess what? The ones that tried to escape, I've been told, were shot dead by the Kurds that are guarding them.
That, and I think the United States removed two of the more dangerous ones, two British militants.
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Yep, I remember them. They were the ones that killed, beheaded seven or eight of the Americans and foreigners that were there. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I when you look at the situation and how it was moved out and how quickly it happened. And so Trump set up a scenario that really gave the lying or exaggerating media a perfect scenario to just churn it out. And that can work against him, even if he did the right thing.
Yeah, to a certain degree, I suppose there's a lot of truth in that. Now, did you happen to catch Elizabeth Warren's $1.5 trillion plan to stop environmental, quote, racism?
To be honest with you, I just saw the title and I just kept moving because I look at this woman and I just shake my head.
Did you know that climate change is now racist?
Yeah, well, I've heard that. And, what else is going to be racist next? I mean, if people walk down the street with a white dog, I mean, come on.
I used to have a black dog. What did that make me?
You are.
And he was on a leash, a black dog on a leash. Imagine a reference you could pick to that, right? A big old black Labrador.
Oh, my gosh. This is just more insanity. It's like something that's going swirling down a drain, but it's like a never-ending drain thing going on. It's crazy, Captain. It's just crazy. Like I said, I saw the title, and I just kept moving. I don't even pay attention to her anymore, other than when she talks about her economic stuff sometimes. I just... it's just maddening how the left continues to just use any situation or make up scenarios just to try to divide Americans and make problems that maybe they're even worse, much worse than they really are.
Now, I know you're a big-time NBA basketball fan, and I know that
Really?
Yeah. The Hong Kong signatures, people signing up for the Hong Kong team and the team in China, and China saying, no, we're not going to advertise anymore with you guys, and no, we're pulling out of the Houston Rockets, and I mean, all sorts of nonsense going on. And to me, I say, so what?
Yeah, absolutely, and I do, too. I have no, and I really mean that, no respect for the NBA. The reason why is because of just blatant hypocrisy.
Could it be the minimum salary, too, of what those players get?
No, not because of what they make.
Do you know what the minimum salary is?
Actually, I don't, but I know.
It's $1 million a year, highest paid sport out there. $1 million a year to sit the bench.
Well, that substantiates why I have little respect for them. They complain and spew hatred toward America, Trump, but yet when it comes to communist regimes like China, they have very little to say.
Hold that thought. Be right back with Ron Edwards, everybody.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
Aristotle's law of identity states, A is a thing is what it is. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the leftist mission to destroy societal norms and to do away with God's simple creation of both male and female was highlighted recently at West Point High School in West Point, Virginia, where administrators force educators to refer to transgender students by their evolving pronoun. One teacher, Peter Blamey, said that he would simply call all the students by their names to avoid slipping up. One day, Mr. Blamey's students were walking around the classroom wearing virtual reality goggles. A transgender student was about to crash, and Blamey shouted out, "Hey, don't let her hit the wall." The student got angry, withdrew from his class, and school officials eventually fired him, saying that he had ignored his boss's orders. Peter Blamey is now suing his former leftist employers for violating his right to speak freely and to exercise his religion, among other claims. Also, an injunction that would keep school officials from punishing other teachers for referring to students based on their biological sex. Hopefully, Mr. Blamey will win his lawsuit against the government school gender Nazis who seek to transgenderize society into massive identity confusion. I'm Ron Edwards. Visit theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And speaking of which, here he is again, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. By the way, the Supreme Court is deciding what the meaning of the word sex is. I think that's the way I have to put that. They had a case the other day, and they're going to be making a decision on that. Holy smokes.
I mean, we already know what it is. your sex is either male or female, and that's the end of the story. So I don't know what they could be adding to it or trying to morph into this, the meaning of what it is. But this is crazy. I mean, what the left continues to come up with, I don't care what subject it is, they're trying to warp everything. So hopefully the Supreme Court will rule with common sense and put this stuff to bed.
Now, Ryan Farrell, who used to be over at MSNBC, has apparently written a book. Now, I've not seen the book, and the book is coming out. I don't think that it's out yet. I could be wrong. But in it, he names names, and one of the people who really got chastised yesterday was Matt Lauer, because Farrell claimed that Weinstein... And we remember Mr. Weinstein, right? Mr. Harvey Weinstein?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he claims that Harvey Weinstein knew about Lauer and used it to get NBC to back off a story that exposed him. And Farrell wrote about that. And that the NBC, the abuse there at NBC was deeper than just Matt Lauer. And NBC's come out and said, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He was no good when he was here, and he's no good now, and making all kinds of excuses up there. But still, holy cow.
Yeah, it doesn't look good, does it? You don't know if every accusation is true or not or whatever, but seems that Matt Lauer did a lot of stuff that he shouldn't have been doing when he wasn't on the air. So I don't know. I haven't seen the book or anything like that, so
me neither.
I can't talk in depth about it. So, I just tell you, it doesn't look too good for the fellow.
Now, China is always in the news about something, correct?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. China has warned Apple over the app they have that helps the Hong Kong protesters find out where the police are. And they've told Apple they need to remove that app from their app store, and they said, yes, sir, Chinese person, and they went and did it, and it's no longer available.
Yeah, that's a shame. The American companies like Apple continue to capitulate. I guess they're following the example of the NBA. To be honest with you, Captain, and I've said this for a long time, the United States does not need China. I wish we would just grow up here and tell China to go jump off a political cliff somewhere, and we leave them alone, they leave us alone, and we'll see whose philosophy prospers their nation the best. Let's send China on their way to deal with the rest of the world. We need to concentrate on our relationship with nations like Japan, get this trade deal going with Canada and Mexico, and work things out with the EU. And between Japan and Mexico and Canada, that could almost replace the Chinese deal. And like I said, get things together with the EU and Australia and other nations as far as trade deals. And we would not miss China. Our economy is built for success, and we just need to do a few other things to further strengthen our economy, take care of our own stuff. And like I said, we do not need China. So...
Now, you've heard about MIT, right? You know who they are,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Right, and they're pretty good, right?
I would say so.
So an MIT researcher comes along and upsets the entire green movement by saying it's time to stop trying to recycle plastic. He argues that, as have others, by the way, that it takes up way too many resources to recycle plastic. And it's very cost unproductive. And then at the same time, just for good measure, to really tick everybody off on the green side, he says, by the way, we also need to move to nuclear power.
Oh, yeah. And we've known that for years. So we should have been a nuclear power nation since we could have been doing this back in the 70s. France, the majority of their powers is nuclear. Nuclear, you want to have the energy without polluting. How about nuclear energy? There you go. Mm-hmm. Sweet stuff, and it works. We've got Davis Bessie near us near the Ohio border.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
All righty.
We need to go in that direction.
We have a question from a caller, so let's go over there and see what this is. Good morning. Is this Eric?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was listening to you gentlemen talk, and you were talking a little bit about the, A is A, the last break Mr. Edwards was talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Aristotelian law of A is A.
Yeah.
So, and you're talking about the Supreme Court and the determinants of the acronym people and that and the other. Okay, so let me get this straight. So the left, if you will, wants to protect everybody, and they want to keep sugary drinks out of the hands of children and tax everyone.
Yeah.
They want to, they want to ban vaping around children. They're trying to shut down Juul Labs, which I think is a tobacco industry hit job, but they want to shut down Juul Labs because they're selling vapes and marketing to children. And they want to, you have to have parental permission to, under the age of 18 to get a tattoo and get your ears pierced and stuff.
Sure.
But children under the age of 18 are mature enough to determine if they want to get an abortion or if they want to be transgendered. And we have to live by their decisions because, after all, they're people too. So I guess my rhetorical question is this. If they care so much, stop caring so much.
Thanks, Eric.
That's a good point.
Thanks, Eric. And by the way, let's not forget they want the 16-year-olds to vote.
Yeah, absolutely. But back to the point about the plastics. You know, when they have you recycle, you know, they have you separate everything. Well, people don't know this, that when they get to where they take care of the trash and all that, it's all put back together.
Mm-hmm.
These people are a bunch of hypocrite liars, and they've got people going through all of these machinations here.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your recycles in this bin. You've got your regular garbage here, this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bunch of bull capital left with a head. Really. It's insane. And it does cost more costly. And about the plastic situation, we're not putting that much plastic into the environment anyway. It's China. Oh, we're back to those guys. And Japan even, but especially China.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to get rid of the plastic situation, but they won't go after China and other nations like that because philosophically they're more in line with China because it's about controlling the people.
And one of our favorite people, our expert paper relocator up there in Valdosta, Georgia, James just chimed in and he's agreeing with us.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, James.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's madness, and we the people have to start standing up against this stuff. I mean, you know, every week when we have to separate our stuff, and it's just crazy, and I just disdain many people that just willingly go along with it.
By the way, final comment here. Kyle Frese, I think I'm saying that right, F-R-E-S-E, Trump hater, federal employee, was arrested for leaking national security secrets. And we'll get into that discussion on the weekend show.
I hope he never gets out of jail.
All right, we'll talk to you on the weekend show.
All right.
It's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we'll be right back with Ms. Brookie Emery from Brooks Way. And if you don't believe me, we'll ask her whether or not we need to do it Brooks Way or not. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawmakers were out of the loop as far as President Trump's announcement that U.S. forces would no longer protect Syrian Kurds from a Turkish invasion. The president told reporters the Kurds were fighting for their land in Syria when it came to reining in the Islamic State. But They were never there to help the U.S. in previous battles.
They didn't help us in the Second World War. They didn't help us with Normandy as an example. They mentioned names of different battles. They were there, but they're there to help us with their land, and that's a different thing. In addition to that, we have spent tremendous amounts of money on helping the Kurds.
Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden is now calling for the impeachment of President Trump. Biden said during a campaign speech that Donald Trump has violated his oath of office, betrayed the nation, and committed impeachable acts. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she and her husband, Don, are listening to us on 1330 WLBB up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning. We hope you're all doing fine there. This portion of the program, my conversation with Brooke Emery from Brooksway, is brought to you by Only Eyes Optical. And hello to my Charlotte, Manatee, and Sarasota County listeners. This message is for you. If you need a new pair of glasses, if you've seen an optometrist but haven't gone to get your eyeglasses yet, you got your prescription in your hand, well, guess what? If you're active duty military, a veteran, or a first responder, active or retired, you will get a significant discount off your eyeglasses there at Only Eyes Optical. And if you're tired of the big box store approach to your eyes, get you in and out the door as quick as possible. We want to get some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes. Well, here it is, Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. You can give them a call at 941-444-7984. And Diana Reason is the licensed optician who will take care of all your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price. Bring in the ad, show it to her, and she'll meet it or beat it. There you go. Now, Diana also cares about you and your eyes, and Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why you get a discount on your eyeglasses. So, stop by today, say hello, Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-444-7984, and make sure you tell her the captain sent you. Only Eyes Optical, where the captain gets his sunglasses. All right. Good morning, Brooke Emery from Brooks Way, and there's only one way to do it, and that's Brooks Way or the highway.
Good morning.
You like that?
I love that. I really do. The world would be better off if they did it that way.
Yeah, I know. And that sounds like somebody else I know, but that's okay. Now, let's meander along here, because we have a federal employee, and this is big news. It's just now we're starting to get all the details. His name is Kyle, and I believe it's pronounced Fress, F-R-E-S-E. So I'm going to pronounce it that way, Fress. And he was arrested yesterday for allegedly leaking national security our secrets to reporters at CNBC and NBC. One of them was his girlfriend. Now, he's a federal employee at the Defense Intelligence Agency, and it shouldn't come as any surprise that Mr. Fress, like so many other federal employees in Washington, D.C., have so much hatred against Donald Trump that they're willing to put their careers or lives on the line to try to stick stuff out there like he did the other night. Would you hear this one, Brooke? He's the one that gave the story to NBC that broke the news about the U.S. no longer going to be in northern Syria.
Yeah, it's pretty disappointing, huh?
They caught him right away. They caught him right away, though.
Well, thank God. But, I mean, I really think that this is all part of the Brennan plan.
Sure.
You know, he's put an invitation out there for all of these people to come out and be doing stuff. And, obviously, this is not a whistleblower type of situation, quote, unquote. It's showing how incestuous and sick and deep the swamp is with all of these things that happen. Remember that girl, Melody, or whatever her name was? It was about 2 years ago. She did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Harmony, Melody, something like that.
Yeah, and the other thing is that this guy, Fress, apparently he found out that one of our colleagues here at Salem Radio, Sebastian Gorka, was going to be traveling with President Trump, and he turned around and attacked Gorka for posting an imaginary quote from a White House official, and it was, you know what would be good optics right now? Secretary of State was traveling with someone who was disgraced from the White House and had clear ties to European white nationalist groups. None of that is true.
I know. Well, none of the things that any of these people say are true. It doesn't have to be true, and that's the whole point. They know that they own the media, they own the narrative, and they can say whatever they want, and they don't trust the Americans. They think that leftist voters are stupid, and they assume that some of the people on the right are skittish about Trump. That's really what it is. I think there are a certain contingent of people that, you know, maybe sort of haphazardly supported Trump just because they knew the stakes, and they're ready to jump ship, and they're counting on margins because the election was won on margins, and they're counting on margins leaving Trump. And that's all this is about. It's a continuous Chinese water torture drip on the people of, you know, baseless information.
Speaking of torture, you wrote an article. Will the Democrats throw Barack Obama under the bus to save themselves?
Yeah, we'll see. I really think in all of this, and I've been writing about this for a while, Obama is the legacy, the beginning of the legacy of this leftward tilt. Mm-hmm. He didn't say it that much, and they would accuse him, oh, he's a socialist. He had the spread the wealth thing with Joe the Plumber. But he wasn't an avowed outward socialist, but he really set the stage for what is happening now. And he was, under his tenure, they lost 1,200 state, you know, from locally to nationally.
Right.
And as long as they have someone like him who's so divisive, and while personally popular, he's incredibly divisive for the country, as long as they continue to hang on him, I think the Democrats are going to have a problem. So my question is whether or not they will sacrifice, because they're sacrificing Biden, they'll sacrifice Warren if they have to, you know, anybody that gets in their way. This whole Ukraine thing comes down to Obama, and the mm-hmm. Ukraine thing is going to blow open. So, and the FISA, you know, it's FISA gate. All of this stuff is about to blow open sky high. It's all going to come down to Obama. So I think they know the background. I mean, they have the information, and so we'll see. I mean, I think that they need to do that to save the party, frankly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Eric, our friend who just was on the phone, he just texted me a message here off the Facebook Messenger, and he says, Obama models himself as Nelson Mandela. I don't think they would throw him under the bus. Too much face time and propaganda value.
Well, here's the thing, and this is what I write about. He's black. He's half black. Okay, so there's always a tightrope. You can criticize and say
there's a word for that, you know.
What?
Mulatto.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, he. You can say the most vile, disgusting things about black conservatives, and they do. And the stuff that they said about the black conservatives who went to the White House last week,
mm-hmm.
unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
You cannot criticize a black liberal or a black Democrat,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
So that is obviously a sticking point, but, and he knows that, because he knows he's steeped in the racial animus and the racial politics of the left. He knows that. But it's a matter of will you save yourself. If you are in a raft and there are sharks swimming around you and you have someone in the boat, in the raft, that's poking holes in it with a knife, you know, you have a pack of duct tape, do you kick that person out and patch the duct tape, or do you all go down together? And that's what I think they're going to face.
Well, here's the other thing. Kamala Harris is also kind of a student of all this, because I've heard her reference herself several times as being an African American. Seems to me, it's either her mother or her father's from Trinidad and the other one's from Jamaica. What part of Africa is that not?
Here's the thing about her. Her mother is Indian and her father's Jamaican. Okay, maybe.
Okay, now I got it.
Maybe her mother was from Trinidad. I don't know, but her mother's Indian. And actually, in an interview, someone said, "Oh, you're going to be the first Indian, meaning you know the country of India, president, Indian American president." She is a joke. Okay, she does the Hillary hot sauce, ain't no ways tired fake accent whenever she gets around black people, a predominantly black audience, like at the Man, she threw her fake accent on. She is not even a contender in this thing anymore. And by the way, you know, she locked up a lot of black men, so they're not really having her. I mean, there's a small contingent of the black vote that likes her. You know, some black women like her, but I don't really think she's a contender. I think that I don't think she's in it at all.
Okay, well,
she's not a black American either, so she doesn't have that history.
Got about 15 seconds. Tell us how we can read your great articles.
Well, I'm waiting for this week's to get up, but it's AmericaOutloud.com. I know, right? AmericaOutloud.com, and it's Brooke Says. So what does Brooke say? She says it out loud on America Out Loud.
And Brooke is
and always
want
to love to the troops. Yes, always want to love, send love to the troops, first responders and their families. We love you. And the canines, of course, because they are out there as well.
Yep. All righty, you have a great day, a great week, and I'll see you maybe next week over at the Club 45.
All right, God bless you.
All right, thank you. That's our good friend Brooke Emery, and go over there and check her out. By the way, she's got a Facebook page, too, Brooke Says, so there you go. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hey, this is Brandon Rimes, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show and owner of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, all righty, thank you very much, Mr. Brandon, and I appreciate that very much. And that's the liner from Brandon Rimes, our buddy. You hear him, the Consumer Quarterback, every Wednesday on our program at the bottom of the hour, in hour number four. And this portion of the program, our beach and boating forecast, is brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. And let's get the music cranked up, and away we'll go. Right, today, Thursday, at least where I'm at, it'll be partly sunny with some stray afternoon showers. The winds will be out of the east today, predominantly, gusting upwards to 10 to 15 miles an hour, especially this afternoon. We'll have seas starting out with a 1 to 2 feet light chop and probably staying that way most of the day. The Gulf and the Bay water temperatures at 83 degrees, going to be right there. The high tide happened at 1:32 a.m., low tide coming at 6:49 a.m. And remember, the numbers at Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell an amazing story of growth. Because when you join the Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay, you'll have access to over 430 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, they have 185 locations across the United States of America, many of which are located right now where this radio show is being played. They also have 3 locations in Canada and 2 in France. That's right, I said France. Parlez-vous français? And the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 28 ports, 2 more coming soon. And get this, rumor is they're going to Gainesville, Florida. So, right now, everybody gets $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Plus, if you're an active duty military, veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. Then all you do is pay what's left on the balance, and then you'll get a monthly bill for being a member of the Freedom Boat Club. So just load up the cooler, bring out the fishing poles, and you're off for a day of fun and sun in the water. And your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations, regardless of where they happen to be. So, go to FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com today, the website FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That number again is 855-FREEDOM. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. Tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. You'd become a member of the Freedom Boat Club. Now, Hillary Clinton, yes, I said Hillary Clinton, chimed in about her political ambitions. Now, she teased what she might be doing in 2020. And, folks, I'm going to play this verbatim because you won't believe this. This is Judy Woodruff from the PBS NewsHour that she was talking to. Listen to what Hillary Clinton had to say.
How is this time different from what President Clinton went through? This is a much more serious set of charges than anything that was ever put forward against Bill. And I think the American people got that. This is a very different time. And as a former Secretary of State, I just want Americans to stop and think, why are we allowing this president to, in effect, undermine our sovereignty, turning over foreign policy to foreign governments, what he just did with the Kurds, empowering Turkey and Russia against our staunchest allies in the Middle East? Why are we sitting silently by and watching this president do Vladimir Putin's bidding? I mean, there's no happier man in the world right now than Putin. Why are we watching this unfortunate trade battle with China now being infected with his plea that China investigate Biden? This is no longer just about the crazy stuff he says and does that everybody shrugs at or worries about. This is a direct threat to the national security of America. And I think that's what's gotten people's attention. So certainly among Democrats, but now increasingly among self-identified independents, and even growing numbers of Republicans are saying, wait a minute, this must go forward.
As all this is going on, President Trump continues to come after you in his speeches, in his tweets. You've been tough on him as well. I think you called him recently a corrupt human tornado. Well, he's come back at you several times. In fact, he tweeted just this morning, and I'm going to quote. He said, I think that crooked Hillary Clinton should try to enter the race to try and steal it away from uber-left Elizabeth Warren. Only one condition, the crooked one, must explain all of her high crimes and misdemeanors, including how and why. She deleted 33,000 emails.
Yeah, you know, it truly is remarkable how obsessed he remains with me, but this latest tweet is so typical of him. Nothing has been more examined and looked at than my emails. We all know that. So he's either lying or delusional or both. There was no subpoena, as he says in a tweet this morning. So maybe there does need to be a rematch. I mean, obviously, I can beat him again. But, you know, just seriously, I don't understand. I don't think anybody understands what motivates him other than personal grievance, other than seeking adulation. You know, I said during the campaign, there was no other Donald Trump. What you saw was what you were going to get. And I think a lot of Americans understandably thought, oh, no, come on, that can't possibly be the case. You know, once he's in the office, he will certainly moderate his behavior. Well, we've seen, no, he hasn't.
Wow. Now, there hasn't been anything more scrutinized than the Hillary Clinton emails. You mean the 33,000 emails we couldn't find because, oh, they were just personal, and but I had to bleach bit them, and I had to do all this sort of stuff, and, oh, by the way, where's the server? Oh, I couldn't pay the server. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Whew. Man, and Eric is asking, could it be we're going to have a Warren Clinton ticket this time around? No way, Eric. Hillary wants it all. There will be no Elizabeth Warren. She might be the vice president, a two-girl ticket, but not Hillary Clinton running second fiddle. Queen Bee isn't going to do that. Sorry, Eric. By the way, somebody asked me the other day about the Murano I was driving and the gas mileage, and this gives me a chance to tell you that the Moss Nissan Murano that I have got 33 miles to the gallon from Tampa, the radio station, to Englewood, the event center down there, and back to Tampa, 33 miles to the gallon with the six-cylinder engine. Now, it might have had something to do with me running the cruise at 72 miles an hour. I did not go above that speed. I ran the cruise on the Interstate 72, ran the cruise, did the speed limits in all the other areas where I was at, the V6 engine, the CVT transmission. Could be all of that. Then again, it could be the Moss Care, the maintenance program featuring the free oil changes and tire rotations for life and dozens of plenty of features in the vehicle that keeps the Murano running just absolutely top shelf. And then again, it might have something to do with the You Serve, You Save program at Moss Nissan for veterans, active duty military, and first responders with preferred pricing on all their new and used vehicle. But whatever it is, I got 33 miles to the gallon with the vehicle. And by the way, I'm averaging 29.8 for all miles traveled with that city, county, interstate, whatever. So, go to Moss Nissan, 19 and 54, Newport Richey, U.S. 19 in Crystal River. Find them online, Moss Nissan. That's M-E-U-S, mossnissan.com. And by the way, a brand new dealership coming real soon here in Tampa. I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait. You're going to see me over there more often than not. All right. Running out of time here, so I got to say again to all my folks down there in Sarasota, I appreciate very much you guys showing up down there in Englewood, and especially the Dominic's Blinds guys, Dominic's, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. Remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They, of course, are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, they will come to you. They'll offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, too. So stop by, see Jill and the gang in the store, wave at that red, white, and blue Dominic's truck. That's Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you. All righty. It's the end of a Thursday program. Tonight, Kyle Warren will be leading things off. He hits the podcast today. Wayne Allen Root tore it up. Our number one, first two segments. I'll see you all tonight, everybody. Stay safe. God.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.